So the biggest things that I noticed from this year, obviously Taylor and Travis.
The world collectively lost its shit when she changed the lyrics in Karma.
Karma is the guy on the cheese.
Say, I saw a video. Remember the time Taylor changed the lyrics? It's like, remember the time? It was like 5 months ago, but yeah.
The shooting of the United Healthcare CEO. The big hot topic is how hot the murderer is.
The alleged. Murder.
Yeah, alleged. I mean, how dumb is his attorney?
Bennifer breaking up 2.0 again. I hate manufactured love. I want true, genuine love. Diddy, my Ooh. God.
Now we've yeah. heard about Jay-Z possibly mm-hmm. being involved.
The Kardashians have been really not in the news. There haven't really been articles.
Yeah, are they
it's
silent?
Kind of like,
or were they silenced?
Exactly. Ooh. Did you see
this
Wicked?
Ariana Grande. Why is she sobbing in every interview?
They both are so emotional.
What's
and it's so
them?
Funny.
Sorry, it just happens.
It's really
it
emotional.
Happens. We can't help it.
Do you think it's just because like... she's hungry? She looks like she hasn't eaten in a long time. Welcome back to Misunderstood. Today, I am thrilled to welcome two incredible storytellers and pop culture aficionados to the show, Brooke Thifrin and Arisha Skidmore-Williams. They're the hosts of the wildly popular podcast, Even the Rich, where they dive into the glamorous, messy, and scandalous lives of the world's wealthiest and most famous families, from the Kennedys to the Kardashians. With their signature wit, deep research, and hilarious banter, Brooke and Arisha have built a loyal audience of listeners who can't get enough of their take on the rich and famous. But today they're here for something a little different. Brooke and Arisha are joining me for a special end of the year roundup where we'll dish on the hottest, wildest, and most talked about stories of the year. Get ready for a fun-filled episode packed with bold opinions, juicy takes, and plenty of laughs. Let's dive in and welcome Even the Rich's Brooke and Arisha to the show. Arisha and Brooke, thank you so much for joining me on Misunderstood. How are you guys?
Oh my God. We're so good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, excited to be here. Yeah.
I'm so excited you're here. So you guys are both in LA?
We are. Yeah.
I'm in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm in Burbank.
Okay, amazing. So let me ask a question. How did you guys meet originally?
Oh boy. So we both actually worked for a private event valet parking company.
Stop.
In LA. Yeah. So it was an all-girl company, even though there were some guys. I actually met my husband there, but
wait, this looks like the best company ever. It's like a matchmaking.
She really used
company.
It to find her relationships.
That's
in
true.
Life.
Yeah. I've got my best friend and my husband, and the rest can be history with that company. I won't even name them. Every time Arisha like goes to name them, I'm like, no,
don't say
they
it.
Don't get publicity. But we so we did like private events for celebrities, a lot of rich people, and I was hiring people. Actually, my job was to get, because it was kind of a part-time gig, so people would come and go, and Arisha applied and we worked together, and I was like, wow, I really like her. And it's hard to find good friends in LA, especially as an adult. So we eventually moved in together, and now look at us.
Wait a minute, so you guys weren't parking the cars?
We were
So you were hiring and parking the cars. Okay, wait, so who's the most famous person you parked their car?
There's a lot, honestly. So we did a lot of parties at Chelsea Handler's house.
Okay.
So that was kind of the biggest concentration of celebrities in one place.
A real who's who.
Yeah.
Of Hollywood.
So, like Drew Barrymore, truly
Jessica
the nicest
Alba.
Celebrity. Yeah, Jessica Alba, Ryan Seacrest. Jane Fonda showed me her basement, her little like basement lounger.
So creepy.
I know. Because when you get there, you have to go meet the host and find out where the bathroom is, because that's the only area us lowly valets are allowed to use.
Yeah.
So Jane Fonda's like, yeah, come in here. She's like, this is my basement lounge area. You guys can come down here, go to the bathroom, whatever you guys want. She was so nice.
Oh my
God. Love Jane Fonda.
Wait, was there ever a celebrity that ever showed up and they had like a terrible car and you were like, wait, I don't get it?
No, actually. Josh Gad's car was messy, but he had kids. So I expected, it looks like my sister-in-law's car. Like, right. You have kids and your car just
is a mess.
Looks like you have kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But it wasn't like Brad Pitt ever showed up in like a Honda and you a were Ford like, Fusion. Oh my God.
No, that never.
A lot of them, I will say, have drivers for the most part. So
yeah.
We wouldn't even
especially
park
for parties because yeah. They're like drinking. They're not going
right.
to take
oh,
that
yeah,
chance
that's
anyway.
True.
So yeah.
Okay. So, and then how did you guys come up with the concept for a podcast?
Well, so we had a podcast that where we covered The Bachelor for one season, really took off. I'm sure you've heard about it. And then we actually saw a posting. There was an audition for Even the Rich that like I saw in like a Facebook group I was in for women in comedy, and we submitted, and 5 years later,
yeah.
Here we are.
But wait, that's a completely crazy story. So hold on. You were doing your original podcast like from your bedroom, and it was just you two as best friends and roommates mm-hmm. being like, this is a fun idea. We watch this. Let's talk about our opinions. Mm-hmm. And then it gave you enough credibility to be someone they really looked at when you submitted. No.
It that, didn't not that gave give us zero. Credibility.
Did it? Are you sure? No, I think the big selling point, because they were looking for funny best friends to talk about rich people. And we were like, well, we're already doing this from our apartment.
For free.
So I think the valet parking was a big seller for them, because they're like, well, they're kind of celeb adjacent. Like, they're kind of like on the outskirts of that world. And we sent in one audition, and then we went in for an in-person audition.
We did two auditions before we went in for an in-person.
Wait, yeah. what was your topic? Like, how did you choose what the audition topic to be?
They wanted us to talk about Princess Diana, which ended up being, we're so exhausted of that topic, like the British royals. And so we did a little video because they wanted us to, or a little recording. They wanted us to talk about our friendship, why we'd be good for this job. And then to kind of, as if we were telling this story, they gave us like beat points. Mm-hmm. And then they had us come in at the top of the new year in person.
Yeah.
And then we got it.
And then they called
us. That's amazing. Wait, so I'm assuming that your bedroom podcast wasn't monetized at that point, right?
No.
So I had been doing a podcast under the same name about the challenge on MTV for a couple of years. And then we were like, well, let's also do The Bachelor and let's bring Arisha in and we'll do The Bachelor with her. So it was kind of just like, it was very independent, just us yammering on for free.
Yeah.
And now, you know, when I looked up your podcast, it's like you've got over 10,000 reviews. Like, this is a podcast that is everywhere and people are listening. And then, you know, I've seen you guys or I've heard you guys on other people's very big podcasts doing, you know, your shtick and like, you know, talking about your opinion about stuff. No, like it's really impressive, you know, from two people that really started kind of out of nowhere and answered an ad. I mean, it kind of doesn't work that way anymore. So that's pretty amazing. Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a fun story.
So I wanted to have you on to do like a year-end roundup, whatever. To really go over what you guys thought were the top stories of the year and how they kind of affected you. I know, like, I went down your year of all the stuff you talk about. And I could see why you're exhausted about the Royals, because you did so much. Is that its own version of your podcast, Even the Royals?
So that's actually, that's in the newest, I guess, extension. We're kind of in an umbrella now at Wondery. And Even the Royals, what we love about it is that it's history. So it's like, we spent so much of Even the Rich talking about like present day Royals, like William, Princess Catherine, et cetera. And now we are going into, like, we just covered a story that took place in the year 1235. Like, we're going way, way back in history, which is
So, Even the Royals is way more, we haven't talked about the British Royals at all on that show. So it's like 1 to 3 episodes on Royals throughout history and all over the world. So
do talk about British Royals, just not present day British Royals.
Well, yeah, but
yeah,
that's all I can think about when I say British Royals.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you guys, I had Nikki Haskell on yesterday, and we were talking about all sorts of things in the past that she was like aware of, and we talked about the Royals for a second, Diana. But something I had written on here, which I know nothing about, but maybe you do, is the abdication of King Edward the 8th in 1936, and it was a big scandal and controversy. Do you know anything about it?
Mm-hmm. Was it exciting? Is that the big deal? Everyone's like, oh, it's like a sweet love story, but that's the Nazi sympathizer, right?
I don't know.
The girl from Baltimore.
This was like a list of things she wanted to talk about. I'm like, who's talking
this
about
what she wants to talk
Yeah, I get he abdicated for love or whatever, right?
Yeah, because she was a divorcee. I think.
Yeah.
Got it. Back then, that was a big deal.
I mean, that
I mean,
that
it still is then, with Meghan and
that
Harry.
That isn't a love addict, then I don't know what is, you know?
Yeah, like, it's so romantic. And it's like, is it? This girl sucks.
Yeah, it sounds a little needy to me, you know, become a king, you know, have a couple mistresses like everybody else. Like,
yeah, I know that's the royal way.
It's seriously every king, I will say, not every royal, because we talk about a lot of women, but they've all got like
even the women have lovers, too. Yeah, everyone's got lovers,
but it's the kings are married and then they have like seven other lovers. And it's like, OK.
And it's just like an open secret. Like, it's not even,
well,
it's like,
I love
you're going to be
it
my.
It was so acceptable in an open secret back then. And nowadays, lose your whole life for it. So,
you
have to live with a stigma for your whole
life.
Everyone
likes to pretend they have morals.
Yeah. And it's never the king's fault, right?
Right. Never the king's fault.
King's done nothing wrong.
So, all right. Well, anyways, let's talk about things you want to talk about then. I sort of had a list of ones based on the ones that sounded like you really knew a lot about, but that might be born to you. So do you guys each have like, let me start with mine that seemed out of 2024. And if these are all ones that either you don't care about, know about, whatever. So the biggest things that I noticed from this year, obviously, if we're talking about love stories, is the Taylor and Travis thing. I mean, people cannot get enough of that. It's kind of boring to talk about just because it's still, you know, there's nothing that's changed, but I think the prediction in 2025 is that hopefully, I mean, if my daughter were in the room, she'd be crying over the subject. You know, she's like, they're getting married, they're having a baby, you know, and if they broke up, her world would end. So I do think it was kind of a modern day love story that we all, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I would watch those videos of those first couple times you saw them together at her concert and her running, him running towards her or vice versa. Yep. I mean, I must have watched them like 100 times and like almost cried pathetically.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the way that the world collectively lost its shit when she changed the lyrics in Karma.
Yeah.
In like her performance in like, I think she was in Brazil, somewhere in South America to like Karma's a guy in the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I think are still recovering from that.
Yeah. I will say I saw a video literally 2 days ago and it's like, remember the time Taylor changed the lyrics? It's like, remember the time? It was like 5 months ago, but
and she's still changing them for the record. Well, I just went to her concert. She's still like saying that. So it's not even, they're in the new lyrics.
I love that. I love that moment. I've always been very team Taylor, Travis, Arisha, not so much. It's one of the things we kind of differ on. So I mean, they seem, I've said this before, they do seem endgame to me, but
But also, Arisha, why do you find her annoying? I mean, she's a little
my umbrage is with Travis. I think he most of it is in jest, but he is now on our network, and I've been convinced since the beginning, since he talked on his podcast about trying to hook up with Taylor, like meet her or whatever, I'm like, I think he's using her to elevate his career. And lo and behold, he starts dating her. He's in TV shows. He's in commercials. He's now in, did I just read? He's going to be in a movie or something.
Yeah.
His mom is in 2 Hallmark movies. Like, I'm like, this.
Yeah. And his mom and his brother.
Real.
I mean, I know they were famous before Taylor.
Right.
But the fact that his mom is who she is and she's on Good Morning America at least 3 times this year. I mean, nobody, why would they be interviewing her unless she was
like
the end all be all to this story?
Taylor helped them cross the bridge into like full popular culture. Like they were very well known in the sports world, but now they're well known everywhere.
Well, we all knew Travis from Catching Kelsey, his dating show. How can you say that, Arisha?
Right, of course. Which further proves my point.
Right.
Well, that was a long
he's chasing clout.
What I think it is was odd at the beginning is that it definitely seemed like he had a type and the type did not include someone who looked like Taylor. Right. So listen, I think that they are in love or they are having a real relationship? Absolutely. Do I think he might find her a little bit annoying? Absolutely. But when she is in concert and in her mode, I think she's like a force to be reckoned with. There's nothing like her. But then when you see her do these weird interviews or sometimes her behavior, like, I forget if it was the Grammys last year or what it was when she walked in late. Do you know what I'm talking about? She walked in the middle of the room late, sat down with that guy who does all her, the producing of her shows and does that Jack stupid Antonoff. Thing she does Antonoff. With her hand and nudging his head in front of her, his fiance. I just thought it seemed very immature and strange. And I would be embarrassed to date her. Like, I just thought that was weird. But then, you know, but she's two totally different people. Anyways, I wish them the best. I do hope they get engaged because, like, you know, my daughter will lose her shit if they don't.
I mean, everyone's going to lose
their shit. The world will. I hope that never happens because I don't want to have to talk about it all of next year.
Yeah. Well, also, he would be canceled. I mean, that would just be the end of him. The Swifties would just...
If they broke up. I mean, I don't want them to break up, but the part of me that loves drama would be like, how will everyone react if that happens? Like, what will happen if that happens?
Well, it'll be the blame game, right? It couldn't just be something as simple as they, you know, it didn't work out and it was great while it was great. And then, you know, it's not like they hate each other. It just wasn't forever. Yeah. And so anyways, all the best to them.
This episode is brought to you by Uncomfy, sticking with moments that challenge us, a podcast. These are real stories from guests who dare to get uncomfortable in a moment that challenged their worldview. In the thick of intense emotions, they chose to stay curious and open rather than lash out or shy away, and came out on the other side with stronger relationships, clearer beliefs, and increased confidence. And you can do it too. Part real life stories, part conflict coaching and self-improvement. So if you are burned out on social media and wish you could bring back the humanity into discussions online or in real life, look no further. Learn how to improve your communication, disagree more productively, and be a more inspired leader. In such a polarized world, learning how to stick with moments that challenge us without getting defensive or shutting down is a direct antidote for division. Hear how others are healing their communities, families, and neighborhoods, learning to talk about what matters to them, working to view others as human so we can build a better world together. Each episode models the mental health principles of MBSR, mindfulness-based stress reduction, non-judging, patience, beginner's mind, trust, non-striving, acceptance, letting go. Recent stories include, he thought his comment was harmless, then he got written up, disrespected at the pool. She decided to confront the culprits when one word threatened a work partnership. She thought she was a good friend, then a birthday surprise went wrong. Uncomfy, sticking with moments that challenge us, a podcast. I finally discovered my sleep superhero with Dreamies. These gummies are like a cozy hug for my body and mind, getting me ready for a night of rejuvenation. Seriously, I wake up feeling like I can conquer the world. I've had a really hard time with my sleep cycles for years. I've tried prescription drugs. I've tried the melatonin and the things over the counter. Nothing really works for me. So the mix in Dreamies of melatonin and ashwagandha is a game changer for my racing thoughts. It's like hitting the off switch for my brain. And let's not forget magnesium. It's my go-to for easing those perky tensions after a long day of juggling work, family, and life. I love how Dreamies helps keep my melatonin levels in check. As I navigate this busy phase of life, it's comforting to know I have a little helper looking out for my well-being. Plus, I've noticed that catching enough Z's makes a big difference for my weight management. When I'm well-rested, I'm way more likely to choose that salad over the cookie, most of the time at least. Go to holisticgoddess.com and check out Dreamies. Get 15% off by using code UNDERSTOOD. Again, that's holisticgoddess.com with code UNDERSTOOD for 15% off.
Speaking of breakups, we're still talking about the Angelina, Brangelina saga, even as recent as this past week. I know you guys have done some coverage on that story. Yeah. What are your thoughts on these two? What are your thoughts on Angelina in general?
You know, we did a season of Even the Rich on Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. And I used to be, like, back in the day, I saw her in one red carpet interview and she seemed rude. And I was like, I don't like her. Like, all it took was
one
interview. And I was like, wow, she seems rude. But then doing and this happens all the time. Like, we do a season on somebody and we kind of learn the ins and outs of them and it kind of changes your opinion a little bit. And I'm Team Angie, I think.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny, you believe all the stuff that was written about what happened on that airplane and...
I mean, I'm not stupid enough to say yes because I don't want to get DMs about it because, God, people are crazy. But, I mean, I think that there's probably some truth in there. Arisha loves to say that the truth is always somewhere in the middle. I think that they probably had a pretty tumultuous relationship. And it just wasn't going to work out. So I don't think Brad Pitt's a saint. I'll say that.
Yeah. Right. I don't know that he's a saint, but you know, we heard just her side, I feel like, because of those papers. And we haven't heard his side. I mean, his side so far is that he denied it and said that's not what happened. I think people then look at the reaction of the children who don't want to keep his last name and all that stuff. So you know something has gone on. But I will say, as a parent and having been divorced for 10 years and being in and out of court with my ex, knowing that parental alienation is a thing, I know that one side of the story can have all the facts in it, like he could have punched the ceiling. He could have been angry, but we don't know what he was angry about. And I'm not taking his side, but I'm just saying he definitely has a side and I would like to hear what that is. So, you know, she seems just as tumultuous and kind of weird or whatever as he can be. Yeah. And those kids seem a little affected in one way or another. And I don't know by who or by what.
Right.
And it just seems like they all are very, you know, there's something going on in that family for sure.
Yeah,
well, absolutely.
That's a good point. I mean, I would like to hear his side. I don't know why he hasn't really shared it, but
Well, I think that he has no need to. And I think eventually, if now that we're seeing the documents, like when he has to respond, we'll feel like I've done so much in legal stuff that I know that he will get a chance to respond. And when he does, if that becomes public, that will be the next thing that we read about, you know?
Yeah. I really hope and pray that we don't have another Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial situation, because that was exhausting.
Yeah,
that was such a mess.
People
and
were
whose side did you guys take in that?
We didn't really take anybody's side because we were scared.
Well, I mean, my side is they're both shitty people.
Yeah,
I mean, they're both problematic. I think they're both very toxic in different ways. I don't think either one was. And I don't know. I think they're both just not great people.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
What was your guys' thoughts on the way the public reacted to that, though, and how they took a side and took a side with such a vengeance, like had to blame the other person so much?
It was wild because it was very atypical of current pop culture. I think most people were very team Johnny and you don't see that a lot these days. Yeah. And so like just in the comments of every post, people were going so hard in the paint for him. It's like, guys, he's not going to fuck you. So just relax.
Right.
Like you don't have to defend him to the death.
Do you think it had something to do with the way she looked, though, that so many people didn't like her?
I think just because she's like pretty or what?
Does she look...
She's very pretty, but I don't even mean that. I think she looks unlikable. She looks cold. She looks unrelatable almost. And yeah. I think that is very hard to have any empathy for. So I always wondered if it was the way she carried herself. I mean, listen, there's pretty people all over the place, but sometimes you really like them. And sometimes you're like, I fucking hate that person. I don't even know why, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think she came across in a way that was so unlikable that people just wanted her to not succeed, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
irrelevant of what the story was, obviously. I'm just saying, I think the way she looked played a part.
Yeah. I mean, I will
say
that's
always the case.
Yeah. I don't think I don't think either of them really did themselves too many favors during that trial, but especially her, because every video going around was just like you said, like her facial expressions or her, you know, reactions to things. And it's like, it was so put in the spotlight that you're right. I think it was hard for people to root for her.
Right. And I saw that you guys had done, like, how do you guys pick your topics when you cover something for a season?
The team. So we'll pitch people to talk about that we want to talk about, but ultimately the team at Wondery tells us.
Okay. So that's interesting because I don't work with a network and I pick every guest. I pick every topic myself. How is that working for a network? I'm just curious.
It's got its pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
I think the biggest plus is just the quality. Like, there's the work that we put out, we would never be able to do if it was just us. Like, we're very fortunate. And we have, for all of our shows, we have teams that, you know, do the writing, they do the research, they do the fact checking.
We also do the fact checking.
And so there's that. But then the other side of it is you don't have as much freedom. In terms of like you said, we suggest guests and we will pitch ideas and they're really good about taking them into account, but sometimes it just doesn't work out for whatever reason.
And do they book people for you too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't do as many interviews anymore as we used to. Yeah.
Listen, I want to interview Angelina Jolie because we're doing a whole season. Would they help you get her?
They'd try, but they say they can't.
I mean, I will say for Rich and Weekly, we do pick those topics. Like, we have a group chat with our producer and we kind of go over like, what's the biggest stories this week? What do we want to cover?
But occasionally we get vetoed and have to talk about something we don't want to talk about.
Really?
And that's not always the most fun.
Right.
We had to do an emergency episode when Queen Elizabeth died.
Oh.
And I was on vacation.
Queen Elizabeth died.
Oh. So sometimes things like that happen and it's just like, you know, well, they're signing the checks. I can't be too upset about it.
I want to hear from each of you as to what you think are the top five stories or people or things that stuck out to you in 2024. Brooke, why don't we start with you?
I got to go with the It Ends With Us drama between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. I think our show was on a break during all of that, which killed me because I was like, I want to talk about this so bad. And people were DMing us. They're like, we need you to break down this drama. But this story changed my opinion of Blake Lively because
I think it changed all of our opinions about Blake Lively.
I used to be like, oh my God, Blake Lively, she's so fun and she's so nice to everybody. And then that interview came out where that lady, you know,
you're pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Or you got a little bump or whatever she said. No, that one. And she's like, well, how's your bump? And then like she didn't even look that woman in the eyes the whole rest of the interview.
Yeah,
and
what was her problem? Did she ever address that later?
I don't think she did, actually. But did you see that same...
She hasn't addressed any of it, I feel like.
That same interviewer released a video with Anne Hathaway not long ago of an interview from, like, years prior where Anne Hathaway was very, like, cold and closed off to this same interviewer. And then after she released it, Anne Hathaway reached out to her and she was like, I'm sorry, I was going through something. I want to invite you to, like, do an interview for my next movie or blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, this seems like damage control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, people were like coming for the interviewer. They're like,
I was going to say, maybe the interviewer had something like Amber Heard going on where she was unrelatable and, you know, you just didn't like her from looking at her.
But
no, I think that was a terrible moment for Blake, especially Blake had gotten so famous in the last couple of months because of her friendship with Taylor. And everyone was like, oh my God, she's so cute and sweet. We love her. And then she was a total bitch to that woman. And then the way she wanted to promote her movie, I thought was so weird too.
Yes.
I feel like it's like, I don't know if it's just that she's such a like elevated celebrity that she's so far removed from reality, but just like the absolute tone deafness and then finding out like her husband cross the picket lines to write a scene for this movie. And it's like, you guys are such fucking snakes with this. Like,
yeah.
Well, because it pisses me off. Like, they pretend to be these huge, like, oh, we're so pro the people. Like, oh, look, we're so relatable. All this money. Or look, yeah. I'm not even wearing shoes. I drew my shoes on. Remember that when she like took a picture? And it's like, oh, we're so. And then they do shit like this. And it's like, see, your actions aren't matching what you're trying to put out. And I hate that.
Ryan Reynolds getting involved in that in general was just so weird that he went in and changed stuff. And then they changed the whole trailer to make it seem like a rom-com when it's really about domestic violence. I was just like, what are you guys doing?
Right. Another thing, and not to dumb down the conversation, I thought the movie was very interesting. I did not understand her wardrobe at all. I was like, what is happening?
I couldn't concentrate
in some parts because I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. I didn't see the movie, but I remember when this was being filmed, seeing shots from it, and I was like, what is this movie? The florals are out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, there were so many fucking florals. And that's why people thought it was a rom-com.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, also because the two main guys in it are so hot.
Right.
Yeah.
They are very hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. Well, I thought that was a good one. So what's your next one?
Risha, you got one?
Oh, me? Okay. I mean, Bennifer.
Yeah.
2.0, breaking up, 2.0 again. It's one of those things where I just felt so vindicated. And I know this is fucked up to say, but when they were getting together for the second time, I hate manufactured love. I want true, genuine love.
Why do you think it wasn't true and genuine?
Because it's like, there's a reason somebody's your ex. Do people not get that? Like, them getting back together and them, like, recreating that boat scene. And it's like, you guys... I think when they were first together in the 2000s, the early aughts, it was exciting. It was like, oh, it's taboo. I mean, that was a big part of like the media being like, oh, girl from the Bronx, guy from Boston or whatever. But it's like, you guys are adults. You have children now. Grow up.
Well, also, I just think it was so weird that like she is so obvious about jumping from one relationship into the other. She was just engaged to Alex Rodriguez. And then all of a sudden she's in Ben's car.
Which, and I remember loved them together.
People would say to me all the time, that this is her true love. And I'm like, no way. They're just friends from 20 years ago. There's no way she would be that stupid to jump into another relationship that quickly. And then she did. And I was like, oh God, this is such a problem. So I think she's suffering from love addiction. I really do. Mm. I think that's like a weird thing with her.
Yeah.
And,
interesting.
You know, everybody wants to hate on him, but you know, whatever. He has a drinking problem. Who cares? Like, who doesn't?
Are people hating on him? I thought everyone was just hating on her.
I think a lot of people were hating on him. Remember they said he was cheating on her with some 24-year-old? Now I forget who the girl was, but
I know.
Because that was irrelevant. But
didn't
you know,
he cheat on everyone? He's been
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, but now they're, you know, two peas in a pod. Have you seen that recent news?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I don't think that means they're getting together. They share custody of three kids.
And she's
like,
in a relationship.
Why can't he be friends?
She's been dating a guy for, like, years.
Yeah. And Jennifer Garner is not the type to get back. She's not the type to get back with an ex, I don't think.
No.
You know, she's like, been there, done that. Like, let's co-parent and be great friends. But
although if she wanted to get back with Michael Vartan, I'd be okay with it.
Oh, so you're okay with some exes being exes for a reason.
Wait, Michael Vartan
Alias.
Is not the guy from
Sweet Home Alabama?
No.
Oh, no, that's not Michael Vartan.
No, the one from the beach scene.
Monster-in-Law?
Yeah.
With J-Lo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Somebody tried to set me up on a blind date with him.
No!
Maybe 25 years ago.
He's fluent in French. That's all you need to know about him. Go back in time. Wait, so what do you mean try to? Like, you were like, nah?
No, I didn't know who he was. And that movie had, I think, just come out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's really good looking. And I forget. I wish I now remember. I mean, I haven't heard that name in so long.
Yeah.
Is that like the only film he ever did?
He was also in Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore.
Yes, that was such a good one.
Yeah.
That one I loved him in.
Yeah.
You know,
but he's definitely an under the radar.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to Google him now and see how he turned out. If he, you know, some of those
pretty
guys are really, really.
I think he's still cute.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well,
but I have a soft spot
hair.
For him. He still has his hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just started dating somebody finally after years. So now I can't go back to that. But,
well, if you, later on, if you're like, you want to go on that blind date, reach out to that friend.
I'm going to look up. I'll DM him or something, you know.
Yeah. Slide
perfect.
In there.
Okay, go back to you, Brooke. What's another one for you this year that stuck out?
I think Billy Ray Cyrus and actually the whole Cyrus family and their absolute nonsense. So Tish and Brandy. What's the other one? Who's the daughter that he dated?
Noah. Yeah.
So they both dated the same guy, mother and daughter.
Weird.
Noah, Dominic Purcell is the guy's name from Prison Break. Noah, like, I guess just kind of, I think they were just like fuck buddies a little bit. But then they broke up. The mom started dating him. Now they're full blown. Are they married or they're just engaged?
I'm just saying, are they engaged or married now?
I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, they got married. They got married at Miley's backyard.
I mean, it's very trailer trash, you know? Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it is a little weird.
There's something a little wrong with it.
And then,
or just me being trailer trash.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with being trailer trash.
Sure.
But the funny thing is that I got an email from somebody that works with Fire Rose.
Fire Rose.
Yeah. Asking to come on my show. And I guess she had just broken up with
Billy Ray. Ray kicked her out of his house.
Yes, right. So I was like, oh, okay. And they said, well, she's in rehab right now. She gets out October 7th and she wants to do your show October 9th. So like the week before, I wrote the woman back and I just said, hi, I just want to make sure that this is a go. And she had been fired and this whole blow up happened in the Fire Rose camp. And she said, you know, reach out to this person. So I did. And that person was like, Fire Rose is booked solid through the end of the year. Have you guys seen her on anything?
No.
Yeah.
What? I think it's absolutely insane to be in rehab and scheduling things for 2 days post rehab.
Yeah.
That is a little
whole thing
bit.
Is weird.
Part of rehab? Like that seems...
Yeah, like in the group meeting, they were that's like, the you got to go on a bunch of podcasts when you get out of here. That's the biggest step.
Well, needless to say, she's never been on any. So, and none of us really know who she is or what happened. But anyways, I would have liked to have her on to hear what that whole family is like. I mean, he is pretty hot. Does he still have his hair?
Billy Ray?
I think so.
I'm really into
men.
It's so funny that I'm saying this. I'm actually kidding. I'm dating a bald man. And I just thought to myself, I keep asking you guys about men with hair.
But is he fully bald?
On this.
What? Because that's different. Is he fully bald?
Yeah, well, like, you know, I guess he's, I think so. I think he like, he's like Mr. Clean. You know,
he's not like George Costanza where he keeps patches.
That's
then
different.
You're good.
Yeah.
Not like, that there's anything wrong with that either.
Yeah.
But no, my boyfriend is bald on purpose.
It's a better look. Like, I think either go all in or not. Like, don't have little wispies of hair that you're hanging on to or whatever for whatever reason. Oh. Like, go ahead if you want to, but just shave it. Go all in.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I think it looks good on a lot of men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't really care if Billy Ray has his hair or not, but I just, you know.
I feel like Billy Ray is going to be one of those guys that even if he starts to lose his hair, he's going to keep like the mullet thing going on in the back, which is just absolutely not the right choice.
That's straight to jail.
Again, trailer trash.
Yeah.
But like she released all those voicemails of him. Did you hear those? Like those recordings of them fighting?
No.
And he just sounds very haggard. Like does not sound like the same person. I don't know. That whole family's just going through.
They're messy. They're so messy.
They are messy. Yeah. Okay, Arisha, give me another one for you.
I mean, I hate to have to even talk about this, but Diddy, my God. We've got a reckoning coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's going to be, you know, leaking obviously a lot into 2025. But from what we know now from this year, this is a crazy story. And, you know, people have been talking about this for a very long time. It's been brushed under the rug. I feel like this is a whole nother almost Me Too movement where like the tide is really going to change and how so many people are either going to get exposed or right now they're probably having the opportunity to come out before it happens. And that's why it's kind of quiet at the moment. And now we've heard, you know, about Jay-Z possibly being involved and, you know, who's next? Like I've had so many people on my program that feel like or have said that they are in the know. And they've pointed out some people that I think would be really shocking, you know, if that came to pass. Let's see. Well, Justin Bieber, I think everyone knows, is involved a little bit in this, but that is
want
one.
To, like, protect
Snoop Dogg.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah,
I'm not going to have any music to listen to.
I'm sorry?
I'm not going to have any music left to listen to.
Well, like, do you still listen to Michael Jackson?
Not really. I mean, it's the problem is like if the song comes out on the radio, it's tarnished. Like these songs are tarnished now, and I hate that.
Yeah. Michael Jackson's got some real bangers, though. Let's all be honest really about that.
I know. I did go to a Michael Jackson performance when I was in Jamaica. I was staying at Michael Jackson tribute concert at the resort we were staying, and I went to that. But it's hard.
But on the radio, I draw the line. I'll go to
I'll go to a live concert, but I will shut that radio on him into my car.
Tribute in Jamaica, but.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. We were literally just talking about this today, and we were like, you know, well, why wasn't there a big reckoning during Me Too? But we think there's going to be a reckoning here. And I think it's because during Me Too, it was like primarily Harvey Weinstein, and that was what really kicked it off. And nobody gives a shit about Harvey Weinstein. Like, he's not famous. These people are famous celebrities that we all grew up with. We grew up listening to their music, watching their movies, and to find out about them being utter trash is going to really cause an uproar.
But some other names that I heard were Will Smith. And then going back to like people way back when, like, do you remember kids like Tevin Campbell? I mean, I know this is like, or Albie Shore. You guys are like younger than me, so you probably don't know a lot of these names, but like older rappers who were still like friends with this group. You know, anyway, so we will see. I don't want to like speculate on all the names, but I definitely think that this is going to be a problem since so many people went to these parties and saw what was going on. And so I think either people are getting in front of it right now or they're figuring out a way to like get away from it. You know, what are you guys hearing? Anything?
I mean, everything's just been speculation. We were just talking about how the Kardashians have been quiet
silent
lately, like just really not in the news. There haven't really been articles. And
are they silent kind of like, or were they silenced?
Exactly. Mm. So it's just, I mean... It's kind of like wait and see who's we got to stop putting people on pedestals. Not that I put any of the people we've talked about on pedestals, but I'm just so scared. Somebody mentioned Denzel Washington and I was like, if he's, I can't. So it's like things like that where it's like, just like, what?
I'm afraid to like anyone now, you know?
Yeah.
But it's fine. I mean, we can be fans of people and then find out their shit and change our minds. That's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't that
how it always happens?
Yeah.
Who they are in these movies or how you think they are is never who they are behind closed doors. Just like, I mean, I'll go into the next topic then, which is this Zach Bryan dude.
Zach Bryan. Yeah.
Who everybody thought was like this great country singer and come to find he's a terrible boyfriend.
Chicken fry.
Yeah. That's not her real name, is it?
Fingers.
No, her last name is like LaPaglia, I think is her last name.
Wow, they're both terrible. So.
And she went with chicken fry?
It was because she hosts the BFFs podcast on Barstool. Brilliant. And it was something, I don't know if it was on there. I can't remember. I remember hearing about something she said or did and that gave her the nickname chicken fry or whatever. So.
Okay. But we find out who he is.
Stuck with it.
Yeah. So that was an interesting thing because I think it got really exposed about, you know, being in a relationship with a celebrity and people were kind of watching that, you know, as it went on. And then for her to be, you know, dumped in the way that she was, it was pretty cool that she came out and talked about it, you know, and so people could see the inside glimpse of what it's like to date a celebrity like that and then be dumped by one. I mean, I think that is a really interesting thing. And to go through that kind of heartbreak, I mean, I think we all know what it's like to have been broken up with somebody, but to have been broken up with somebody in a way like that is terrible. I'm sort of glad for her that she had those guys to be cool with her and get her through that, because I think it would have been even more devastating had she not had them to like commiserate with and be like, you're a dick. And like, almost like she's a little sister of theirs, you know what I think? So I thought that was kind of cool that they stuck up for her so much and like had a song come out about him or whatever. I love David Portnoy. I mean, I think, I know he only dates like 20-year-olds, but he's basically my age. And I'm like, I think he's great. He's funny. You know, he rescues dogs. I have three rescue dogs. Like, you know,
he tries pizza all over New York.
Yeah, I love pizza. I have a pizza maker, you know.
Oh, I have one too. It's my husband.
Do you do the uni thing?
What is it?
What thing?
Oh, uni. It's a pizza maker.
Oh, no.
No, it was like Cuisinart. It was like a pizza oven and it like comes out.
Oh, okay.
Brick oven pizza.
So is mine.
Is the way to go. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Okay. But I didn't really know who Zach Bryan was. I'm a huge country fan. But, you know, yeah. I didn't really care about Zach Bryan before.
Right. I had heard of him, but I was like, I don't know anything about him except this. No.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Okay. So another relationship, Teddy Mellencamp, her affair and her divorce. What did you guys think of that?
Oh, that was wild.
It felt like out of left field.
It did.
It's like, it just was like, wait, what?
I think in their circles, though, it's come out that people have known about this for a while. And like, you know, it wasn't that shocking. But I think what was shocking was that, you know, she puts herself out. Listen, when you put yourself out on a platform, you have to be really careful that you do not have skeletons in your closet. And if you do, you better not be, you know, putting them out there to get caught with. So I still find it fascinating that people think they can get away with stuff anymore. Like, I am someone who has zero skeletons in my closet because I've been turned on so many times that it's just like, I don't want to be hiding anything. Cause that is the worst feeling when you see it in the Daily Mail or you see it on page six. It's devastating. And, I just don't do it anymore. And it feels much nicer to live that way where you're just like, yeah, this is who I am. You don't like me.
Right.
I don't need to have you in my life.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a much cleaner way to live, but I think that that was terrible. When kids are involved, when you have this kind of platform, you know, I think she also will become very unlikable because of it.
Well, people already, we've talked about this, I think on Rich and Weekly, because we one of the first podcasts we went on after getting Even the Rich was Teddy Mellencamp's older podcast. She had one called Teddy Tea Time. And she was super nice. Like, we really liked her. Mm-hmm. But a lot of Real Housewives fans, reality TV fans, just don't like her for whatever reason. Like, if you look at any of the videos, it's like, why are you forcing Teddy down our throats? Like, why are we seeing Teddy so much? And it's like, wow, people really already don't like her for some reason. So this, I don't think, helped, especially because she's an accountability coach and people are like, how about accountability?
I didn't know that. Is that what her job is?
Yeah.
She has a lot of jobs.
Well, she has her podcast, but she also has a company called All In by Teddy, I think it's called, where she's like an accountability coach for
All In with Teddy,
weight loss and stuff like that. So I think that's a big reason people were mad at her in the first place.
But, well, on the plus side, she looks really good. I mean,
she does look really great.
Yeah. Even though she's been struggling with her cancer diagnosis and all this, I happen to think she looks better than ever. So
she does. Yeah. And she's very open about like the work she has done, which I appreciate.
I love that.
I love when people post about it. It's like, this is what I've had done. This is what it looks like. It's like,
this is who the doctor is in case you want to use them.
More people need to share their doctors. Stop gatekeeping.
Very helpful. Speaking of sharing their doctors, Lindsay Lohan will not share her doctor. Now, I'm very good friends with her father. Michael and I speak at least once a day. And
how did that friendship start?
Well, I'll tell you in a second, but I stopped talking to him 2 days ago because he won't tell me who her doctor is.
And does he know? Does he know?
No, he doesn't. I know that she's not going to tell him that because I don't necessarily think they talk as much as he likes to let people think they talk.
My doctors.
But it's not like you're going to tell him that, right? So he's like, she's had no work done. And I'm like, well, she's at least had lasers done. And I want to know what that is too. And she's like, minimum. She hasn't had anything done. She's just very happy. I'm like, that's not a thing.
It's like Paris Hilton. She was just on Good Morning America being like, I've been doing a skincare routine since I was 10. And that's all this is. And it's like, stop fucking lying. You can do a skincare routine, but you're also getting stuff done.
Yeah.
She just rubs money on her face.
She's like, my mom told me to take care of my skin at 10. I do believe that, but I don't believe that you haven't had anything
done. Okay, so I have a
done.
Prediction that in 2025, she's going to come out with a skincare routine now that she just launched that line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't believe she hasn't already.
I know. Everybody has their skincare line, which I haven't heard much about Kim Kardashian's 25
step line. I was just
going
to say what happened to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people got mad. They're like, we're not paying $5,000 for your 600 step.
But not only that. Yeah, it was 12 steps and it took you 45 minutes in the bathroom. Your husband was asleep an hour ago. And you're like, what am I putting on here? Slathering. And you get to bed and you're like covered in grease.
Yeah, your pillow is just stuck to your face in the morning.
Yeah. It's like slugging.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Lindsay Lohan, she's having a renaissance and I love it. I think good for her.
I keep saying that. I don't know why everyone's saying that. Because this is the same thing that happened last year when the Christmas movie came out. They're like, Lindsay Lohan's back. And it's like, every Christmas, are we going to say she's back?
No, I'm saying next year, I'm saying this whole, since she started doing Netflix Christmas movies and St. Patrick's Day.
She did. Right. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That Irish wish
or whatever. Just like, yeah, okay. She's gonna become a Netflix darling. That's like, yeah, her lot. I mean, although she does have the Freaky Friday remake.
Yes, yeah,
Jamie Lee Curtis. That'll be a telling sign on if she is really back or not.
You know, like her or hate her, I will say, when she was little, she was an amazing actress.
So good.
I mean, amazing. Yes. And I can't really get through one of her. I do love a good rom-com. I can't really get through some of these more recent rom-coms. It almost seems like AI wrote the script because they're so, they're like forced at you and it's like so obvious. And
they're corny.
I used to love the ones where you were on this, you know, edge of your seat being like, oh my God, are they going to end up together? And remember Serendipity when you want them to go in the elevator and they miss each other.
I love Serendipity. Arisha does not like it. And that's like one of the movies. I love Serendipity.
Arisha, so when I was pregnant 12 years ago, I was hoping I would have a son because I wanted to name him Traeger. Remember?
Traeger is a good name. Yeah.
It is a good name, right? Yeah. And then I had a daughter and named her Wyatt. So.
Okay. I don't hate that. I like that.
Yeah. It's fun. A cute name. Wait, is that from Serendipity too?
No. It's just. No.
I wouldn't know.
But I just love John Cusack. Like, you put John Cusack in a rom-com and I'm all in. But it's true.
It
They're
is funny
the same
you
anymore.
Said AI though, because the first Netflix Christmas movie she was in, I know who wrote it. He's not a robot, but I think I could do a whole dissertation on this, but like Netflix holiday rom-coms, they're a step above Hallmark, but they are not top tier.
Right.
You're just not going to get a top tier holiday rom-com out of Netflix.
Right.
Yeah.
But remember the days when they had Hugh Grant and he had all those like Say Anything and all those other ones. Those were good for a while, but I guess it's since COVID notice. Where movies, they're not putting like such money into it or something, because I feel like it's really hard to find a good movie.
I know. It's like 90s, early 2000s rom-coms were the creme de la creme. It was the golden age of rom-coms. Yeah. For some reason, people can't capture that. It was like lightning in a bottle. We just can't capture it anymore for some reason. And I don't know why.
So it's my life.
Do you guys
quest.
Have a favorite one from your past?
A favorite rom-com? Ooh, yeah. That's hard. Oh, that's so hard.
I'm thinking way back. Do you remember like Splash? You guys too old.
I saw Splash. It's cute. It's Sarah Hannah,
like,
right?
Who would come up with that? Yeah, now. Yeah. I mean, like, those
the
are
little
really
mermaid.
Good. Yeah.
Never Been Kissed is one of my faves. Which? She's All That. Never Been Kissed.
With your could have been
She's
boyfriend.
All That. Yeah, yeah, Michael Vartan.
Yeah.
She's All That. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. The Wedding Planner.
Which one's She's All That?
That's with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel A. Cook.
Yeah.
She says, am I a bet? Am I a fucking bet?
It's the one where he takes a bet to take her to prom, or that he can make anyone prom queen.
It's a classic teen rom-com scenario.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it.
I love How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That's one of my
go-tos.
Good one.
I still want to replicate that Yellow Dress.
The Yellow Dress.
So good.
What a dress.
And I know where you shouldn't talk about this, but you get boobs, and that dress is truly perfection. Did you just say boobs?
Yep.
I have boobs that I've got.
You'd be perfect in it.
And that dress will look amazing on you.
Okay, so maybe we can find out where the dress comes
from. It's just the one thing where it's like, it would look incredible with, and I'm saying this as somebody from the big titty committee, but
yeah.
You need knockers in that thing.
Yeah. I used to love her. She was great.
She's great.
Used to. You don't like her anymore?
You know, I don't think she has a great choice of men. I think she's a little, like, she tries too hard. Yeah. She's always joking about stuff. But she's good in rom-coms, for sure.
She was at one of the parties we valeted for Adam Sandler's kid's birthday. Is it her mom that lived across the street, or Goldie Hawn lived across
Goldie
the street?
Goldie Hawn lives across the street, yeah.
Pretty
in
person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who's gorgeous in person? Charlize Theron.
Obviously.
We did parties
at her house.
She's gorgeous
in not in person and in person.
In person, she just like glows.
And she's really tall, right?
She's really tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's got that South African
look. It's shocking that she's never ended up with a man.
I know. She dated Sean Penn for a while. Do you remember that wild ride? Yeah.
That's why she never ended up with a man. Yeah. Sean Penn, it's like, never mind.
That was so
weird. Ever.
We did a party at her house and he was there, and his like driver pulled down into her driveway and like they shut the gate, but they were like hugging and like all like,
did he come
on
up
each other
on her?
I actually
he was hugging her body. Yeah.
She was
resting
picking
his
up.
Head on her shoulder.
Yeah. He was on her shoulders.
No.
They were running around the yard. No, I don't know. But I just remember being like, wow, this is a wild couple.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it with my own eyes.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, because I think it's so gross, is this Wicked press tour. What's wrong with these people?
Did you see Wicked?
No. My daughter did. She said it was amazing. By the way, I've seen Wicked on Broadway. And the music, I will say, is really good.
I've never seen it.
But why is Ariana Grande? What's her name? Ariana Grande. Why is she sobbing in every interview?
They both are so emotional, and it's so funny. I don't know. I mean, like, I get it. It took them so long to make this movie, and I saw a compilation yesterday of them just like being super emotional in like a bunch of interviews. And at the end, they were like, listen, we're emotional. We're sorry. It's been so long. Like, we know, we get it.
Do you think it's because she's hungry? She looks like she hasn't eaten in a long time.
The pictures from when they started this, like when they just got cast and were starting to film it versus now, it's both of them. It's such
seen that, but
changes. Mm, it's like, man, they really went through the ringer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many comments are like, what happened on that set? Like, what happened? My favorite comment, and I just said this on Richard Weekly, is someone was like, these two are acting like they went to war together.
Like, trauma bonded or something.
They really are.
Really
weird. Yeah.
And then did you see Drew Barrymore give her the original Glenda
Scepter
wand? And you see, the funniest thing for me is obviously Ariana is like, oh my God, I'm sobbing. And then Drew in her, you know, typical Drew was like, you know, and like so cheesy, but you just love her because she's just like your crazy aunt who like
she is wild.
She is nuts. I love her.
I was like, the fact that it took as long, it felt like it took a long time for them to get on Drew, for like her to be on Drew with how much they like hold each other's hands. I was like, Drew is the one
show
they should be on. They can just literally just lay and touch each other.
This is that was Drew's chance to kiss a guest on the mouth.
I know, she missed it. It's all she wants to do.
That would have been the
She's
one guest was like, all right,
stroking her guests. And I was like, these are the guests that would love it. They'd be stroking you right back.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. So what else can we get to today? Oh, so I don't watch the show, but I know that you guys are really up on the housewife stuff. Yes. Vanderpump Rules. It's getting a whole new cast or what?
Whole new cast. Yeah. Completely they're like replacing cast. Them with, they're saying a tight-knit group of new servers, S-U-R, that work at Sur, which was obviously the original.
Lisa Vanderpump, too, with Ann Maddox.
With AI. Stop it. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, I hate trying to get to know a new cast of people. I just don't
Do you watch The Housewives of New York?
I do, but I did not watch the original.
Okay. You watched The Valley. That's a whole new cast.
Yeah, but it's a different show. And they sprinkled in former VPR castmates to kind of like get us in. But
you're saying you watch a new show that comes out, but it's hard for you to get into a new cast. Like if they redo New Jersey,
a regular show,
it'll be hard.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I think for me, because like I know a lot of people are pissed about the New York Housewives spinoff being different people, but because I didn't watch the original, I don't really care. But like if they did that with like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or the OC and they're like, all right, we got new people, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Right. Right, right.
But I think VPR, it got too tumultuous. People wouldn't film together. It was just like,
I feel like they should just do, like,
why don't they
make
pick
a
new restaurant?
Like, it doesn't need to be Vanderpump anymore. Like, just make a new show.
Lisa Vanderpump's not going to let that happen.
So wait,
I mean, she can still be involved.
I want to ask you guys a question because you watch that stuff. First of all, what was likable about, what's her name? Ariana?
Ariana.
What's so like?
Or Raquel.
Well, yeah, which but one? I'm not on her yet. She's not even there anymore. But why did she become such a hero in this story? I don't get it.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of hers. I think it's so fucking stupid. Every other person in the world has been cheated on. Mm-hmm. It's insane to me the way that this was blown up. Like it was like the worst thing. I mean, yeah, it sucks. Her world got blown up.
But they're on TV. Dying. This was the best thing that ever happened to her. By the way, she has a new boyfriend. Oh, she was not sleeping with the boyfriend at the time. He's sort of gay to me. I mean, who wanted him
as a
boyfriend
anyway? Are you talking
about
the gym guy? The gym trainer?
She's still with Filipino him? Or something?
Yeah, he's a trainer. Yeah, they're still together.
Yeah.
Okay. He lives in New York, which I think she's probably in New York a lot now because she's
right. But she was
Broadway.
On speaking. Okay. So she was on a Broadway play. She was in Chicago. She opened that stupid sandwich store that Sarah Fraser stood in line for 4 days for or something. It seems crazy to me. I mean, she was on like the cover of every magazine. I just didn't get why she was such a hero. Like somebody had literally killed someone in her family over there. It was insane. I just didn't
know.
Get it.
I don't know why, to be honest.
It was like a perfect storm. Yeah. It was like, we were still in the pandemic. Celebrities were in on it. So they were getting all that kind of traction. Like, this is, and it was like unfolding in real time and people just needed something. And this was
and the
something.
And obviously everybody hated Rachel, Raquel, whatever her name is, which is understandable, but the level of hate she got.
Yeah.
And listen, I understand. I've been in that situation before. The level of hate that she got, I thought was so inappropriate from mm-hmm. the standpoint of a network. I thought that it was so dangerous at that reunion to watch the anger that Lala and that terrible guy, what's his name? Kennedy?
James Kennedy.
Yeah, oh my God.
And filling her up and calling her a moron. And then Ariana, whatever, being so rude, calling her moron and calling her all these names. I thought it was so terrible because she could have gone and like cut her wrist. Yeah. Like the way
I just
to have yourself humiliated behind closed doors is one thing with your current circle is enough, but to do it where everyone in the world gets to just take what they're triggered by and yell at you for that, I thought was so wrong. It was hard.
Well, and also every person on that show has fucking cheated.
Yeah.
So to act like, cause like, to
except
act
Katie
like,
Maloney.
Except Katie, well, that we know of. I don't believe it. I'm sure they've all done stuff. Like, you can't be in this environment and not just, they're all just bad people.
They acted like they were shocked and this was not a restaurant. They all worked at a church or something. It was
I'm just like, that's why it was so annoying because it's like, Ariana, like, yeah, it sucks getting cheated on. Get over it. Like, stop being such a, like, everyone, stop being so awful.
Because
you guys are all awful people. Like, you're acting like you're on such high horses, like you're untouchable. It's like, you guys have all done so many shitty things, and this is the one thing you want to get on a high horse about?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. I thought that was a lot. So, all right. So, will you guys watch the new show?
Oh, yeah.
I'm absolutely not.
I mean,
I don't watch them anyway. But
I know myself. I'm going to give it a shot. You know? Okay. I mean, I know.
Speaking of which, do you guys watch anything? Like, Arisha, what do you watch on TV then?
Love is Blind.
Oh my God, I love that
been
show.
Watching that. Love is Blind is so good. And The Ultimatum.
Oh. Yeah, I love all those. It's one likes Vanessa dramatic. And Nick anymore for whatever reason. They give
they're
them a hard time.
Terrible hosts. They just, that's the thing. Well, I will say Nick.
They're not really, they don't do much though.
I know.
They kind of just like come in.
They do nothing. I mean, even Jesse Old. On the stiff Bachelor. As a board, he gives more energy in the 10 seconds he's on stage than they do.
I think for some reason, and speaking as two people who co-host every show together, co-host chemistry is so important. And those two come off very cringy in their like banter and chemistry. And I think that's why people are like, why are you guys being so cringe? Because Nick hosts The Perfect Match on Netflix by himself. Mm. And he's great. I actually love him as a host on that. But together, I don't know. It's just something weird.
People really hate. There was like a petition going around last season.
I think I signed it.
I don't know.
Vanessa. I might have signed it too. Yeah. It was like replace her because they were
with
like
us.
Yeah. They were like, was she victim blaming? She was doing something really shitty.
It was something terrible and I can't remember what it was.
I remember. Don't you worry. Wait, what did you say?
Something about like, she was like, when are you going to have kids?
Yes.
Like,
she was asking people when they were going to have kids. And people are like, you know, some people can't have kids. Stop asking people when they're going to have kids. Like, just shut up. And that goes for everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, stop asking people that.
Right. This last season I wasn't as into, and I think I stopped watching like episode 7. But last year I was all the other seasons I've loved. And last year I had 2 or 3 people from the show on my show. Like, Uche, is that his name? Now I'm forgetting what his name was.
Uche.
Right when that scandal happened.
Chicago, right?
Yes. And
not Chicago.
I think, was it Boston? I can't remember. A city.
I never know where they are.
A U.S. city.
And he was great. And then last year, I thought, you know, the whole thing with the girl and Megan Fox. Yeah.
We all know that poor girl.
That poor girl.
But never should have said
that. She was sort of clueless. Like, it's so weird. She was good that she kind of made fun of herself and, like, thought it was funny the whole time. I mean.
Yeah, she handled it really well afterwards.
She did.
During the show, not so much. That whole relationship was like, wow. Okay.
Right. Right.
But the last season I liked because it was in DC and my family is all in Maryland. I actually learned my sister-in-law's ex's brother.
Oh
is
my God.
Dating somebody on the show.
Your sister-in-law's Small ex's world. Brother's veterinarian?
You mean after they did the show?
Maybe.
Oh, during?
I don't know about the timeline.
A scandal?
I wish.
Come on. Not an off. Not one anyone's going to give a fly. I don't even remember. Nobody knows anybody's names.
Yeah.
You could be like, name 4 people. I'd be like, Bob? Was Bob on? I don't know. So,
yeah. That's true.
Try to have a scandal when nobody.
I do still follow that couple. Anyone. The what is it called? Multiracial couple. Whatever.
Cameron and
yeah, I think they're great. Yeah. I do. Still
they're great. They're the OGs. They're season one.
Yeah, oh, and they have. Yeah, yeah. I think they have kids now.
They just had a kid. Or,
I know you're not supposed to talk about kids, but
well, once you have them, they've you can had talk about them.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've had those one, so not that there's anything wrong with it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You're allowed to bring it up.
All right. So I couldn't let you go though without talking about the latest drama in the world from 2024, which is the shooting, the assassination of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. But the big hot topic is how hot the murderer is. And how
Luigi,
people are
the alleged
letting,
murderer.
Yeah, alleged. I mean, how dumb is his attorney? I haven't seen any evidence.
What's crazy is I was with him on December 4th. We were at a romantic getaway kissing. In Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I keep saying, when is this latest girlfriend going to come out and say, you know, that she was with him?
Someone's going to corroborate this story.
Well, did you guys see that people are protesting outside of the McDonald's that turned him in and leaving one-star Yelp reviews and saying there's rats in the kitchen?
Yeah. It's amazing.
That McDonald's employee. And it's one of those things. Okay. Like, I got to say this because it's like, obviously.
Murder is bad.
We don't condone murder.
Sure.
What's insane to me is like the uproar from all the people at the top about this when it's like health insurance companies have been responsible for the deaths of millions of people in this country. And now we're upset about it. Like, yeah, obviously killing somebody in cold blood is problematic. It's terrible.
Right. Yeah.
But the fact I love that so many people are like calling this out. Yeah. It's fucking bullshit.
Well, it's funny. I was interviewing people at a security conference when this happened, and all the CEOs and these people that run very big companies in the security industry were talking about it, and their prediction was, oh, it's an inside job. It's somebody who's not happy at the company. And I said, it seems more, you know, likely that it's someone who just found out they have some disease or they had somebody in their family that it's affected them, that they were like, I'm so mad that I cannot, you know, get the coverage I need, that I'm going to lash out at this company and make a statement. I really thought that that's what it was going to be about. And to see that we don't know for sure yet what it's about, but it seems like it is about taking on the healthcare industry. He, you know, I think people are seeing him as a hero because he's bringing awareness to it. Obviously, it's terrible that he murdered this poor guy that, you know, was innocent in terms of, you know, being the one guy that he killed and didn't directly have anything to do with him. But, you know, I just, the whole thing is terrible and it'll be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. Did you see the footage?
Yeah.
Of what?
Of the assassination where did you see the woman with the cup, the coffee cup?
Have we figured out who that is yet?
No.
We gotta know who she is.
Yeah.
First of all, she was pretty calm. So like if you watch,
I think she's homeless because it seemed like a woman with a big cape and a cup and she was out at 6 a.m. Don't you think?
I didn't possibly. See it. How did I miss this?
Well, she's like, I'm, well, so you're probably watching the actual guy die, but it was on the side.
Yeah.
She was like, I didn't see the murder.
She was
at
in
all.
Like a door. It looked like she was in a doorway.
Okay.
And then the guy, and then Luigi was like back.
Allegedly
kind of
Luigi.
From her. And then,
allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah. And so, but it's funny because last night I love news. I'm a news junkie. And last night I was watching Cuomo and CNN and Fox and all these different networks talking at Newsmax talking about, you know, their version of what happened. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, I'm sorry, my thing is beeping here. George. I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
You're watching all these news.
Yeah, like, so I was watching all these news things. And well, first of all, I was shocked that they had gotten all these different pictures of his high school friends, his high school yearbook. They had all these different things. They had all these different people from all walks of his life, but they haven't found that one woman, which I think is really interesting because from the beginning, I'm like, she was the one eyewitness and they haven't come across who she was. The other thing from last night that I found fascinating, I want to know how he retained this whack job lawyer who looks like this is the first case he's ever had. And he was on Chris Cuomo. So I know that you can fanboy over Chris Cuomo because I would fanboy over Chris Cuomo. But I will tell you that it was so cringe the last 30 seconds of the interview because he's like, I've watched you forever. And I was very upset when you got canceled from CNN.
Oh,
boy. It's an honor for me to meet you. And I hope I haven't disappointed you tonight by not answering your questions. I was like, oh,
we gotta get Luigi about our lawyer.
Yeah, terrible. We gotta get a lot of people better lawyers, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so anyway, somebody was like, there was a fingerprint found at the scene, and I was like, from what?
A finger. There's,
but it's like he
just kidding.
Literally took everything. Like there was nothing. It's just it's all suspicious.
Yeah,
see how
yeah.
it all plays out.
Well, it will be interesting. You know, I've had Mark Garagos on my show, a very high profile criminal attorney. I really want to be picking the brains of defense attorneys, asking what the possible defense could be to get him off, you know, like if there could be such a thing, and where there could be reasonable doubt, because it could be an interesting story just to hear from their perspective what they're going to come up with, you know?
Yeah.
If Bill Cosby doesn't have to be in jail for raping countless women, this guy does not need to be in jail.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've been trying not to like a bunch of posts or comment on it so that I can get picked for the jury and be like, I didn't even know this happened.
Right.
I commented on a post on New York Times and I was like, unrelated, but how do you get picked for a jury in a city you don't live in? And somebody was like, clearly you missed junior civics.
Oh, God. And clearly you missed comedy school, you idiot.
A lot of people were like, wow, you really missed the joke. And I was like, thank God there are some people that have at least three brain cells. Good God. I would love to be on a jury.
That one, yeah, it'd be wild.
Yeah, it would be. All right, guys. Well, tell people where they could listen to your podcast and find out more about you.
Yeah, we have three podcasts. We have Even the Rich comes out on Tuesdays. Even the Royals comes out on
Mondays.
And Rich and Weekly comes out on Thursdays, available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Instagram at Arisha Skidmore Williams.
And I am at Brooke Sifrin.
You guys, thank you so much. It was so fun talking to you.
Thanks
we'll have to do this again because I love getting your take on things. and I am very happy now that I know more about your podcast. I'm going to be listening to you. What's your next big topic you have coming up or one you're planning for in 2025?
What is coming up in 2025? So,
because we record them so far.
I know. On Royals, we have Catherine the Great coming up. On ETR, we
just dropped Pedro.
Pedro
Pascal dropped yesterday.
We got Sydney Poitier coming up.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's a good one. I really
it's
like that one a lot.
Story.
Yeah. Is he the one that did Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I love the older Hollywood stories. Those ones are my faves. So,
yeah. Are you going to get to the bottom of Rock Hudson and all that stuff?
Oh,
I know. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll look into that, though. That's
I don't know why that's not on our list. It should be on our list.
Well, it's a good one, you know, because people want to know, you know, what was he gay? Was he not? Whatever.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Of course not.
But
no.
We'd all like to know what was happening with him. And then the other one, I think that, you know, still people talk about to this day is the whole Natalie Wood story.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I would love to cover that.
Yeah. And by the way, I have a degree of separation from that, which is that my first job out of college was I was hired to be craft service on an Abel Ferrara movie, which, by the way, was shut down midway for drugs because he spent all the money doing drugs. But anyway, Christopher Walken was the lead and Willem Dafoe, but Christopher Walken was the lead. And my job became not to do craft service anymore, but to basically follow him around and stand outside the bathroom while he fornicated with the extras.
What?
Yes.
That is a hell of a job. How do you describe that on your resume?
Well, it got me my next job, which is a whole
living sock for the door.
Yeah.
Living sock. Yeah.
But nice guy. Nice guy to me. And I didn't, I wasn't intimate with him. So I don't know, you know, but, but I always found him fascinating, and I think it's fascinating that he was there that night. And I would to know what happened to her. So anyway, that's my request for next
year. Good suggestion. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
We'll run it up a flagpole.
Pleasure meeting you guys, and
you too.
We will talk soon.
Yeah.
Bye, Rachel.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.